All right, so we're getting the piece of a number of pieces here on Birkas Kohanim. And since we say it in the morning right after Birkas HaTorah, so that's what he put it over here. Kosev Aruch, or I should say the those who arranged the Sefer, because I don't know if he wrote this as a Sefer in of itself or it's a Likud, I'm not really sure. It's actually a good question. I don't know. All right. So it starts off. He starts off here with the Gemara and Saita, Belashon HaKodesh. Chazal learn from the Lashon of the Pasuk, Kosev Aruchu, you know, you should bless them as follows, that it has to be done dafka with those very words that appear in the Torah, meaning the bracha has to be given in Lashon HaKodesh and not a translated version of the bracha. Uvelashon HaKodesh dafka, it has to be specifically Belashon HaKodesh, She'ena bracha mikoyach hakoyin atzmo, because the bracha is not coming from the power of the kohen himself. The power of this bracha doesn't come from the kohen himself. Ele mipi elyon suma b'fi hakohanim. It's placed in the mouth. The bracha here is placed in the mouth of the kohen from the mouth of God. It's the bracha is really coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're just the conduit to which this bracha is being brought down. And therefore, it's an obligation for them not to change anything, not to add, and not to take away. You know, the translation, any translation is automatically always somewhat of a subjective work. The translation, no matter how good the translation is, it's not the source. So it has to be dafkin b'lashon HaKodesh so they can really be fully 100% God's words. Even if you translated the words as correctly as humanly possible, automatically there's some kind of subjective addition or takeaway or change or something's a little bit different than the source. Emor lahem. Another drasha he brings here is the Gemara in Yerushalmi, in Gittin. Emor lahem. The pasuk says, right, Kosev Aruchus Bnei Yisrael, this is how you should bless the Bnei Yisrael. Emor lahem. Say to them, Yivarechecha Hashem v'yishmerecha. So the Gemara learns, the Yerushalmi learns from the fact that, you know, there's an apparent redundancy over here. You should bless them as follows, say to them. So the say to them is coming to give me an extra, you know, this extra clause, which is unnecessary, must be adding something. Melamed, it's teaching me, chazan Yisrael. It's teaching me that the chazan has to be a Yisrael. That's the Yerushalmi. You know. And not a Levi. Well, I guess primarily he means not a Kohen. But I don't know, I'd have to look in the pashas of it is that it's a Yisrael, but not a Levi. I would have to look it up and see what's understood there. But Rabbi Akamesh explains what's the idea behind this. In other words, even when the Chazan is a Kohen, so he does the Birkas Kohanim, but he's not the one that leads. And, you know, there's somebody from the Tzibur then who has to tell them the words, you know, say the words before they say it. So that's going to be Yisrael. So what's the idea behind that? The idea behind that, says Rabbi Akamash, she'ala Kohanim ladat she'abracha magi'a lehem mikoach Yisrael. The Kohanim have to know that the bracha comes to them from the power of Yisrael. It comes, they don't have the ability to give this bracha. What gives them the ability to give this bracha is Yisrael. So therefore, they have to hear the words from a Yisrael. And Mar Lahem, they have to hear the words of the Yisrael, and then they follow suit and are able now, because they realize that their koach is coming from Yisrael, that they can now give the bracha. Vahakohanim rak morikim et hashefa ganuz b'Yisrael. All the Kohanim are doing, they have to understand this, that all they are doing is they are emptying out, so to say, they are giving forth the shefa, the plenty, the right, the bracha that is ganuz b'Yisrael, haganuz b'Yisrael, that's concealed within the Jewish people, umevi'im oto lidei gilui, and they are bringing it out into a revealed state. Al kein emor lehem, therefore say to them, she'Yisrael notnim le'et koach ha'bracha, because that the Jewish people, the Yisrael, is giving them the koach ha'bracha. Mikoach b'chinat ha'kihuna gnuza b'chol Yisrael shenema b'hem atem tiuli mamleches kohanim v'goy kadosh. It is coming from the koach of the aspect of kahuna, which is concealed in all the Jewish people. Because the Jewish people are referred to, the pasuk says, that you should be for me a mamleches kohanim. You know, a kingship of priests, v'goy kadosh, and a holy nation, meaning the entire Jewish people have a bechina of kahuna. The kohanim are the manifested kohanim, right? Everybody else has that kahuna, which remains in somewhat of a latent state and only manifests itself through the kohanim. But the kohanim wouldn't be able to do their job of this bracha were it not for the fact that they are coming through the koach of Yisrael, through the koach of Mamleches Kohanim. And that is expressed in the Birkas Kohanim through this din that the chazan that says the words to the Kohanim has to be Yisrael and not a koi. Mitam ze lo matzinu shen tiachda bracha le kohanim. Because of this, that the Jewish people, in the totality of the Jewish people, meaning every single Jewish person, has a bechina of being a kohen. Because of this, lo matzinu shen nityachda bracha lekohanim. We don't find that there was a bracha designated to kohanim al kach shenasu kohanim, for that they were made kohanim. Ve'ein hem mevarchim shasani kohen. They don't make the bracha, that I was made a kohen. We don't find that. Ki bechina zu, because that bechina of them being kohanim is already included. Okay, it's already implied in the bracha of I wasn't made a goy. The fact that I wasn't made a goy, meaning I'm a Jewish person, means that I have a bechina of kohuna because I'm part of Mamleches Kohanim. So there's no room to make a separate bracha. It's already included in that bracha. We all make the bracha that we're kohanim. Ki lule Yisrael ein ma'amid lekohanim. Because if it's not for the aspect of Yisrael, there would be no position of kohanim. Im yitzuya matzav bo yisharu kohanim bilvad b'lo Yisrael. Theoretically speaking, if we were to imagine a situation in which there were only kohanim that remained, and there were no Yisraelim, it was only kohanim, they would no longer have, the Kohanim would no longer have that special skula of kohuna that they have now. I think what he's doing is like, at the end of the day, the Kohanim are also Yisrael, they're Yisrael plus. But I think he's just saying in a theoretical sense, if you were able to like split the Yisrael aspect from the Kohanim and just remain the Kohanim with the kohuna aspect, then they wouldn't have the school of kohuna because there's no Yisrael here. And the school of kohuna comes through, first and foremost, the Mamleches Kohanim, which is a school of Klal Yisrael.
My understanding is it's not just a Tanai, but the Kohen can only function when there's Yisrael, but the Kohen's like a mirror. So Kohen, there's no light shining, then you're nobody.
Right. Yeah. It was the battery pack. The source of it is Yisrael, is Kol Yisrael. It's not the Kohanim. So we've stripped the Kohanim from a lot in these two paragraphs, right? The first paragraph is that the bracha itself is not coming from them. They have to realize it's coming Pi Elyon, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the second is that even their ability to do that, to be the conduit of bringing down this bracha through Pi Elyon, from God's mouth, even that is not coming from them themselves. It's coming from Klal Yisrael. It's coming from Mamleches Kohanim, which is Klal Yisrael. Of course, they remain a special class. You know, a big schus to be a kohen. You know, to first of all, to serve Klal Yisrael in such a way. You know, they're both Shlucha D'Rachmana and Shlucha D'Misrael. Right? The Gemara speaks about this, what's their position. But there's an aspect of both going on. So obviously, it's a big... The highest honor is to serve Klal Yisrael, and to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to serve Klal Yisrael. Those are the highest honors, right? The biggest praise we find in Moshe Rabbeinu is that he was called an Eved Hashem, servant of Hashem. Now, B'yisod Birkat HaKohanim. In the Yisod of Birkat HaKohanim, Kotev Ramban. Here, this is very fascinating. Mamish, this is like an original piece. In the Yisod of Birkas Kohanim, the Ramban writes as follows, and, you know, basically every sefer that is printed today with a perush on the Ramban, they'll give you the, and correctly so, they'll give you the warning, listen, we don't explain the Kabbalah pieces, right? The Ramban has a lot of pieces which start al derech ha'emes, right, on the way of the, on the truth, on the way of truth, the path of truth, which is always a reference, of course, to what's called chachmas ha'emes, the wisdom of truth, which is Kabbalah. And Rav Shach was, Rav Yudit Vir writes, I think, and he says that when he went to Rav Shach, when he spoke to Rav Shach about his doing his perush on the Ramban, so he said, Rav Shach told him, just be careful, don't touch the Kabbalah parts. Just leave, you know, the way it is. Okay. And again, rightfully so. What's interesting, though, there are Perushim on the Ramban, Al Pi Kabbalah. There's a Perush from Rav Yitzhak Demin Akko, who was a Talmud of the Ramban. And, you know, that's a long and extensive explanation of the Kabbalah pieces in the Ramban. There's others. Actually, I just remember now that Masad Rav Kook recently put out a big sefer explaining the Perushim on the Ramban. They just put it out, I think, this past year. You know, it has that and then others. Now, the Kabbalah of the Ramban, though, predates, obviously, the Arizal. And the language there is very, very different. The language of the Kabbalah, the Rishonim, is very, very different. Interestingly enough, it's a fascinating perush that was put out within the last few years, like within the last year or two, actually, by Ahavat Shalom. They published, it was a manuscript from a Meir Papirash, who was the one who really put together what we know as Eitz Chaim today, the magnum opus of the Arizal, as far as, I don't want to get into the history of the writings of the Arizal, it's complicated, but what became the Sefer over the years was the Eitz Chaim. That was really done by Rav Meir Papirash. And so he wrote a perush on the Ramban, Al Pi the Arizal. It's fascinating. Because it's very hard to understand, like, you know, today, anybody learns Kabbalah, whatever it is, it's generally speaking through the lens of the Arizal and the language of the Arizal. How to translate over from the Ramban's terminology and way of speech into the Arizal type of speech is very hard. So he did it. Meir Papirash did it. It's a interesting thing. Anyway, so Rabbi Yaakov Moshe is going to give us a little bit of a glimpse. He's not going to get so much into the Kabbalah aspect of it, but he's going to give us a little bit of a darher into the Ramban over here. It's fascinating. The Ramban writes the following words: "V'tam yivarech Hashem yishmerech al derech emes." The reason of yivarech Hashem yishmerech al pi Kabbalah is ki abrocha milamala. Bracha comes from above. Blessing comes from above. Vashmira, the guarding, the safeguarding of the bracha, shetishmorota, that you should safeguard it, ketam zochra v'shamar v'chulei, like the reasoning or like the idea behind zochra v'shamar, right, which is two aspects of keeping Shabbos, the remember Shabbos and guard Shabbos, v'chulei. Okay, that's what he writes as far as Yivrech Hashem Yishmerecha, because bracha comes from above, and Shemira is that you have to guard it, meaning apparently from us, like down below, so to say. That's our, we have to safeguard. It's kind of what it sounds like. Even though if Yishmerech, as Hashem is going to guard it, but we have to, I guess he's going to give us the koach to Yishmer it. That's the first pasuk. Vichunecha, vichuneka. Right? That he should give you chen, he should give you grace. Shetisachen be'enav. That you should have charm or grace in his eyes, in God's eyes. Ukinyan sha'amro. Like the inyan that they said, the Bereishis Rabba. My world, my world. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said at the beginning of creation, when he first created the world. Olami, olami, my world, my world. Halavai tehe ma'alat chen lefanai b'chol sha'a. I only wish that you would, you know, bring up before me such charm, such grace at every moment like you're doing now, which of course didn't happen, right? Very quick into creation of man, Adam Rishon did the chet, and since then the world has not been malachen like that in the eyes of Hashem. As a matter of fact, the pasuk says, Yismach Hashem b'masav, and Chazal tell us, only Lasid Lava is going to be happy. Till then, there was no real full simcha before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because the world didn't get to where it was supposed to get. So that's the inyan of Yichuneka. V'yaseim lecha shalom, and he'll put for you, he should put for you peace. Hakol beveisecha, it's all in your house. Okay, it's like, you'll have, if it's a shalom bias. That the shalom, we want that there should be in your house. Shalom. There's many perushim over there in the Sifri. I looked it up. This is quoting a Sifri, Kach Amru B'Sifri. There's many, many perushim. And he just brings down two over here, the Ramban. Right? One is this, B'Veisecha. And Reb Nosson Oimer, Reb Nosson says, Ze Shloim Malchus Beis David. It's the peace of Malchus Beis David. Okay, that's the Ramban. So obviously it's a very, very closed, mysterious Ramban, like all the Rambans that are Dech Kabbali, right? It's very, very succinct. And it's very hard to understand what he's getting to. So Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, you'll see from the next words of Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, Mikoich Dvarav, from the koach of his words, Laman, that we learned. In other words, I'm not coming to explain what he's saying, but from what he's saying, we are going to be able to learn. We learn. We discern over here a certain yisoid. Shabracha mishuleshes hazu, that this threefold bracha, right? Because there's three psukim in the Birkas Kohanim. Okay, this threefold bracha kolelet et bechinat shloshet hazmanim hanivcharim. Incorporates into it the bechina of the three most chosen times of world history, of the full span of the world's existence. There are three chosen times. Zman Matan Torah, there's the time where the Torah was given. Shenemar Boy, at the time when it was said, Zohar v'shamar ke'echad, which the Ramban quoted. Right, Shamar and Zohar were said by God and one together at the same exact time, which is humanly impossible. And the reason for this is that what's the idea that was given in Shamar and Zohar together? Because every bracha that comes from above, like the Ramban says, Yivarecha is bracha which comes from above. Tzricha Shmira, Shetavo B'Seder Meyuchad. It needs a safekeeping down here that it should come in a specific order, ube'erech mukbal, and in a limited fashion, that they shall be able to receive the bracha. V'lo tagia lebechina shvir sakelim, and that you won't come to the bechina of shvir sakelim, of the vessels breaking, right? If it pours tremendous, tremendous rains, it just destroys all the crops. It's not helpful. It breaks things. So we need the bracha to come in a way where the bracha is going to be shmurah, safeguarded, come down with a certain tzimtzum, right? A certain constriction, so to say, a certain limitation, which is going to give value to the bracha. Kimo shayu b'matan aluchas rishonis, he gives an example. The luchas, when the luchas rishonis were given, Because of the tremendous greatness of their essence, the Luchos HaRishonos were so high that Klal Yisrael was not able to receive them. It's a very interesting thing, meaning even the Luchos HaRishonos were given with bracha without the appropriate amount of shmira, and therefore there was a shmira sakelim where Klal Yisrael comes to chet. That's a fascinating idea, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mashpia onto them an enormous amount of ruchnius. We're not talking about shefa gashmi. We're not talking about physical shefa. I can understand that if you pour physical shefa onto people, they're going to sin. I can understand. Yishman yishurun vayivat, the pasuk says. Yishurun is going to get fattened up. They get so much wealth that they're going to kick God. It's going to cause them to go away from God. I can understand that. But here we're seeing something more than that. Overwealth of spirituality, when it's brought down in one massive shot, can be very damaging. It's a very big yesay that we have to take for ourselves. You know, sometimes, you know, people ask questions, people want to know stuff. You know, I get very often questions. I'll just give an example. One of my pet peeves, which I might have said in the past, you know, people ask questions about Gilgulim. Right? They really, Gilgulim is like a, you know, there are certain types of people that really, it really interests them. You know, they're looking for answers for different things, whatever. And I always say, there was actually, I think maybe I've told you, I don't know, there's an author of a sefer who deals with like some very interesting topics, what's considered like hot topics that are of interest to people. And his publisher told him, I want you to add a chapter on Gilgulim. So he didn't exactly know where to go with that. So he spoke to somebody, and then somebody sent him, said that he should speak to me. And I told him, please don't write a chapter on Gilgulim. And I, Baruch Hashem, I was successful in telling him no. And the reason for this is because you're dealing with spiritual inyanim. Gilgulim is neshamas, are so complicated, and there are such subtleties, different layers and aspects of neshamas. And when most people are asking these questions, there's some kind of emotional issue behind the question. Gilgulim is dealing with very emotional things, very human, right? If you're dealing and trying to learn Shar Hel Gilgulim with your emotional human psychology, and that's what's bringing you into it, and you don't really understand Ruchnius, you don't understand the Kabbalah Bichlal, you don't understand the spiritual realms and the intricacies of it, and you're not holding there on any kind of experiential level either, then that knowledge can be very damaging. That knowledge can be very damaging. When you have, and it's the same here, we just had it in this parsha. Oh, in Parsha's Mishpatim. Rashi says, Vayechazu, they looked, they looked and they saw too much spirituality. They weren't ready for it. And therefore they had to die. Yeah, where's the, we have a Chumash over here. Here. Vayiru es Alehei Yisrael. They saw the God of Israel. Meaning, that's a tremendous level to see the God of Israel. It's some kind of level of nevuah, some kind of level, probably more than Ruach HaKodesh. Nistaklu ve'etzitzu. They looked, peaked, meaning they weren't really ready for that. Minischayvu misa. And they were chayv misa. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want them to mix in, to mess up the simcha of the Torah that was going on, because it was by Matan Torah, the story. So he waited for Nadav Avihu to get them by the day of the Chanukah Samishkan. V'lezkeinim advayim kimisayinim, and to the zkeinim he waited to get them by the story of the misayinim. V'tivra b'meish Hashem, and okay, fine. And then again, a few psukim later, it says v'yechezu v'elatzile b'nei Yisrael le'shalach yadoi, to the Atzilim, the noble ones, right? It's referring, Rashi says, to Nadav Avihu and the Zkenim. He didn't send his hand. They saw God. And they ate and drank, says Rashi. They were looking at Hashem with a coarse heart from eating and drinking. You're in the middle of eating and drinking, and you're looking at God. You're in the middle of this physical activity, and you're looking at God. Zelomatim, it's not suitable. That's not the way you should be going into this. So I'm saying the same thing with Gilgulim or anything. We have to know that when we're doing, involving ourselves in Ruchnias, whether it's for ourselves or whether for giving over to others, there's got to be a process where you're dealing with Ruchnias that you're ready for, or where you're giving over Ruchnias that the people are ready for. If you give them over something that they're not ready for, it's going to be damaging. I have to say, I don't have to say, but I feel like a part of my tshuva for, I was once at a levaya, and somebody asked me why the kids are very, he was very upset, why the kids can't go in the minhag Yerushalayim and a lot of places in Eretz Yisrael, that the sons don't go to the kever. They're not allowed to go to the kever that's the minhag, right? So he asked why. I was young. I was very young. And I made the mistake of answering. And the person, oh, that's such nonsense. Just like, got, you know, and I, right after I said, I was like, oh, what did I say that? I'm like, hey, that was stupid. And that kind of a thing could be damaging to people because you, instead of, you know, you're trying to show that there's meaning to minhagim of Klal Yisrael. And instead, you bet some. I did more kilkel. I hope he forgot very soon. After I hope that the kilkel didn't go past that one statement. But that's just an example that you can be makalkel terribly by giving over something the person doesn't have the capacity to handle, whether it's mentally or psychologically, emotionally, whatever it is. It's the shvir sakayim. So anyway, again, so this is an amoridika lesson. That there could be a shviras hakelim by giving over too much ruchnias in one shot. Sometimes you take a person, right? You want to take the person to like, that's a big spiritual thing. But the guy's not holding there. It can have the opposite effect. You have to wait for the right time. Okay. Now.
The misa requires the shviras hakelim, why not?
Misa is the shviras hakelim in which case?
When we died, that person.
What's that?
Their misa when the neshamas left, and that was for the shvir sakelim.
In their case, yes. Yeah.
There's like two.
Yeah, but again, what that means is they were roy to misa already. That means that there's a certain hester ponim already from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's waiting to kill them, right? So it means that they also went. There's a spiritual pgam in them already. So the misa, the actual misa, was just the finishing off of the process, so to say.
But I was in the parcha nishmasa when Akash Baruch spoke the dibros.
When he spoke at by the dibros.
Dibros, yeah, the parcha nishmasa.
Is that where it's going on? Much more good, most
likely
the kavlam.
That's the dicker shvira, no?
Right, and ekonami. So you're right. Yeah, you're right. I didn't read on the next line over here. I didn't read on. Okay, what's that? Let's go back a little bit. So he says over here the next right. They were not. One second. Let's keep getting this. That they got the because of the goydel musam layochel kabbin. They were not able to receive those aseres adibros. The Torah. V'asher lachein chashur Yisrael. Because of that, the Yisrael were chayshish, they were worried. The Amor, and they said, "Daber ata imano v'nishma v'al yedaber imano lekim penamus." So you're right. It's not referring to the eagle. It's not referring, not like I said before, just that they realize that they're not holding on that level. So it's actually good that they realize that they weren't on that level to hear straight from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Said, please, Moshe Rabbeinu should speak to us and not HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, because otherwise we'll die. Meaning they realized that they weren't on that level to get the Luchas HaRishonos, you know, to get the Lucha straight from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But in any case, this is the same Yisoy that we said, that spiritually, you know, spiritual Shefa, too fast, too much, too high, is something that also calls the Shriya Sakelim. So the Yisoy that Varam is right, just the Taichup, I didn't read the next line, he's not referring to the Cheta Egel, which also took place from the, from, you know, through Luchas HaRishonos. He's talking specifically, right, from the Psukim themselves, where Klal Yisrael did not want to hear the Luchas HaRishonos from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and only they want to hear it through Moshe Rabbeinu. And we know, right, that the first Anochi Hashem, and right, that the first they heard and they died, Parcha Nishmasam, right? So it's interesting. It means that they did have to hear from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That can't come, probably because it's Anochi and the Lo'iyah Lecha, that can't come through Moshe Rabbeinu. They have to have that direct experience of experiencing HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Emuna. That has to bring into them Emuna. Anoichi v'la'yeh lecha, that has to come straight from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And apparently that's...
It's supposed to be a shvir. Isn't that part of the design? It's supposed to be hit by that big light.
Well, it depends when. Yes, the shvira is built into the system. But obviously, we're not supposed to do averas in order to have shvira, you know, like that's... But the potential for avera, yeah. Okay, we gotta continue here. So kimochein, similarly, b'kedushas haShabbos amufia b'hadar kodesh milamala, by the kedusha of the Shabbos that appears with the splendor of its holiness from above, right? Meaning we know mekadesh Yisrael v'azmanim, Klal Yisrael is mekadesh v'azmanim, but the kedusha Shabbos comes completely from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It comes completely from above. Luleisha Zachar v'Shamu Nemer biyachad. Were it not for the fact that Zachar and Shamu were said together, it would be impossible to be mekabel this lofty or. Lefichach ba bracha yivarecha v'yishmerecha. Therefore, the bracha came. Yivarecha v'yishmerecha. He should give you bracha from above v'yishmerecha, and he should also guard it for you, so you'll be able to receive the bracha. Sheyizku Yisrael is barit, that the Jewish people will merit to be blessed, they'll be able to get to that tremendous, awesome situation that they were at the time of Har Sinai, when they were standing at Har Sinai. Okay, so that's why the Ramban relates that bracha of Yivrecha Hashem v'Yishmerecha to the Zocha v'Shamar of the Luchas, which is the Maimid of Har Sinai. Hazman Hasheni, the second time, Hu Maimid Bris Olam, is when the world was actually created. That at that time the whole universe, the whole existence actually, right, brought up charm before the master of the world, till he said, I only wish that you'll always bring up charm and grace before me at all times. Now the Jewish people are being blessed with the Birkas Kohanim, that they'll reach that Bechina of the situation that the creation was in when everything brought up Chayin before Hashem. Azman Ashlishi, in the third time, the third period of time, whose Zman Asid is the time of the future. Zman Ashalom, which is the time of peace. Bo kol abchinot, right? That's the v'yosim lecha shalom, right? Is the zman of the future, zman hashalom, which is the time of peace. Bo kol abchinot tegena l'shlemutan v'yisom itbachim she'agil zman ahu. That's when all the bechinas come together into their shlemus, right? Shalom, we know, is what gives that shlemus, like the Mishnah ends. That's machzik bracha. The shalom is what's machzik bracha. It puts together all the bracha into one big shlemus. Right, shalom and shalem, they are related. They have the same shayrish. So Yisrael are mizbarchim. They are blessed with this birkas kainim that they're going to reach that time as well. So in the three psukim of Yirverechecha, Yisa, what's the last name? Yirverech Hashem, Yair, and Yisa, right? In these three psukim are really hints. That's what the Ramban is hinting to us to, is a hint to the three most chosen periods of times throughout world history and world future, right? which is first pasuk Matan Torah, second pasuk Briyas Ha'olam, and third Yemais HaMashiach the Gula Asida. And that's what's going on in these three brachas. Interesting that it's out of order. It doesn't start with Briyas Ha'olam. And the reason for that is because it goes in the order of Chachma, Bina, and Das. It goes in the order of Chesed, Gevura, and Das, putting them, Rachem, putting them together, bringing that Shlemus. So the first bracha, which is giving over bracha, Yivarechecha, that is the Bechina of the right. The Bechina of the right, the Bechina of that higher level, the Bechina of the giving, that is Matan Torah. The Briyas Ha'olam is really just the building of the Kli, which is going to be able to be Mekabel the Torah. So the Bechin of, that's the Bechin of Gevura. The Bechin of Kli relates to the Bechin of Tzimtzum, the Bechin of Gevura. That's the second pasuk of Yo'er Hashem Parim Lecha Vichvaneka, where it's going to be Malachain, like the beginning of Briyas Ha'olam. So that's why it goes second. And the third is the Shalom, which is in the middle, we know. Yalpi Kabbalah, Shalom is the Yesod, is the Kafa Emtza. And that's the third pasuk, which brings together both the Maimon Har Sinai together with the Malachain of the Briyas Ha'olam. The Kli and the Ark come together, the integration comes together, that's what Shalom is. The Guf and Neshama is all, everything is B'Shleimus, everything is B'Shalom. Beis David is B'Shalom, right? The whole thing comes together. That is the bracha of L'Asad Lavai. As Hashem, we should be Zeichet to all the brachas quickly, B'Meir, B'Meinu, B'Shleimus. Any